Welcome to America's Commercial Real Estate Show, your source for intel, forecasts, and success strategies. Hello, I'm Michael Bull. Thank you for being with us. This segment is brought to you by RedIQ, some pretty amazing software. You take static papers and files and automatically for multifamily, it puts it into their system and you can do incredible analytics. And the big thing is you can do it very quickly. If you're in the apartment industry, owe it to yourself. Check out RedIQ.com. Well, today we're talking about resources. We're talking about commercial real estate resources. And if you're a principal, you're a developer, you're a provider, a vendor, anything you do in commercial real estate, we are heavily dependent on information, on resources, on technology. We want the knowledge, right? Well, there's a lot of it out there. What's right for you? We're going to cover some of the leading technology, some of the leading resources out there today in some quick segments for you. Please welcome my first guest. It's Nathan Graham. He's Director of Commercial Services with Realtors Property Resource, and he's joining us here on video today. Nathan, good to see you.
Hey, Michael. Long time, my friend. Good to see you as well.
Yeah, I usually see you at the events and conventions, and now we're here on video. Good to see you. So, first of all, when you think about Realtors Property Resource, for your listeners and viewers out there that are not real estate agents or realtors, you want to know what tools realtors have available. And we're going to talk about a tool here that is available to realtors that they have to help service you and provide information and services for you. So Nathan, to start us out then, tell us about Realtors Property Resource. Just what is it?
Yeah, definitely. So Realtors Property Resource is a subsidiary of the National Association of Realtors. And really what that means is anybody who is a realtor member gets, you know, access to the platform at no additional cost. So it's a member benefit. There's a little bit of a misnomer out there that it's a mostly residential site, but over the last 5 years, Emily Lyon's done a great job of building out the commercial side. And we're really proud of what we have to offer right now, which is basically, you know, all the information you could want around a property, and then also a lot of data around the community and workflow tools and just tons of different stuff to kind of help you out as you're guiding your clients.
Yeah. And let's get an idea of some of the things that realtors are doing with it. I know some of my brokers are using it a good bit. And one of the things you can do with it is site location work, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. So we have a, you know, a great partnership with Esri. A lot of y'all are probably familiar with Esri. If you're a CCIM member, they also built out Site to Do Business. So they're kind of the backbone behind all of the economics and demographics that we have in there. And one of the things that they do is they provide us with the information to do site selection. So you can plug in, you know, characteristics of spending behavior. You can look at economic or demographic characteristics and really identify where in a large geography you should be looking for available space before you go out there and just, you know, search for all of Atlanta for all the property that's available to you.
Yeah, find the right place. And while you're at it, you can also do a retail gap analysis, right? And see, hey, if that area you picked, do you really need the service there?
Exactly, exactly. You know, and it's also great, the gap analysis tools to kind of understand what type of tenant mix might be a good fit, or just in general, you know, what amenities are around an apartment complex that, you know, you can kind of, you know, guide your investors to see that there's a lot of, you know, restaurants, there's a lot of shopping and all those kind of factors. So, yeah, Esri does a really great job with all their data, and we're lucky to have them as a partner.
Yeah, we just used a retail gap analysis yesterday for a retail center for a client to see, hey, what tenants will do well here? You know, we've always done that kind of naturally, I guess, back in the day, see what's missing and interview people in the market area. But now you can do that and add technology to it and kind of see what's needed. And then we send that retail gap analysis with the information directly to the tenants and give them a call. And then we have something to support why they should take the time to look at it, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, and that's really what a lot of this information is. You know, it's third-party data that backs up what you as experts in your communities probably already know. So, you know, it does allow you to learn things. But, yeah, I mean, using it as a backup for what you're trying to guide your client to just makes tons of sense.
Right. And then you can also do an investment analysis for properties on there, right?
On RPR. Yes, sir. So, yeah, we've we have had a partnership with Bruce and the REFM team who built out Valuate for about 2, maybe 3 years at this point. And really what they allow us to do is pass along some basic details into their Valuate system. Again, every realtor member gets access to Valuate, no additional cost. And allow you to do your typical 2 to 10 year hold analysis. You know, it'll allow you to understand what the internal rates of return are, cash on cash returns, both on a levered and unlevered basis. You can plug in all types of assumptions, renovations, all types of little details like that, and really get a full grasp as to whether or not this is a good, you know, purchase for your client or even yourself as an investor.
Yeah, and Bruce does a good job with Valuate, and it's awesome that as a realtor member, you're going to get access through RPR. And one of the other things that you can do, and it's kind of growing, isn't it, is find available properties.
Oh, that's what we've really been focusing a lot of time on this year. If you are a realtor member, especially on the commercial side, you're probably familiar with NAR's recent search for kind of a listing partner. And what's gone along with that is it's allowed us to bring in some of those, you know, national listing partnerships. So we just recently launched a Brevitas. So not only do we have all of their listings coming into RPR, you know, realtor and non-realtor alike, which is great exposure for those non-realtor members. But we're also going to be working with Crexie here pretty soon. We have an agreement in place, and we're looking forward to seeing their listings coming into RPR in the next month or so. And one of the other things we're really excited about is, you know, if you go to one of their sites, we're going to have what are called deep links. So if you're a realtor member and you identify yourself as such, if you're on Brevitas right now, you can click on, you know, an RPR deep link and jump into RPR really quickly and really easily to do an investment analysis. Or from RPR, you can jump really quickly into Brevitas and see what PDFs are, you know, on the listing sites and that kind of thing. So we're really trying to be strategic with our partnerships and create workflows that just make sense for realtors, regardless of where they start their searches or where they end up on the properties.
Yeah, and that's great how you guys work with such wonderful companies that are doing great things and kind of putting it all together. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense for us as users. And then, of course, realtors can find out who owns property, right, and get information on the properties from the tax services.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So we have public records nationwide available. I think there's about 42 million commercial public records in the system right now. So right now we don't go all the way down to the individuals, but we do go to the LLC level. So you can at least look that up. And then we also have tenant records in the system now as well. So you can even look at who the tenants are, when they move in, phone numbers, and those kind of contact details.
Right. Now, if you're a real estate agent, you don't necessarily have access to this. You need to be a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, which I've been a member of for a very long time, and it's very worthwhile. And if you are a principal, if you use the services of agents, if your broker is a realtor, then they have access to all of this, and you can ask them if they're a realtor. If it's they're in commercial real estate, it might not be jump out at you that whether they're a realtor or not. But in residential, it might jump out because, you know, realtors have agreed to a specific code of ethics. And as realtor members, every 2 years, we have to go in and make sure that we understand and are abiding by and take another class on these code of ethics. So it's a wonderful thing for the real estate business in general.
Definitely, definitely. And NAR has been doing a really great job, you know, especially recently, again, just trying to build out the services that they're offering to the commercial members and realizing that there's some opportunity there for us to, you know, fill in some of the gaps and help, you know, that community out as much as they have done on the residential side, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah. And Nathan, before we let you go, what might surprise a user that maybe is using it for commercial real estate that they haven't seen? I know one thing you guys were talking about is being able to easily pull up mailing labels and being able to mail it. I know I have some shopping centers and things, and we mail to the residents around it to market that center to get them to come in to our tenants. But there's a lot of uses where realtors are using snail mail still these days, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that conversation with you we had a while back really enlightened me a little bit. And what I got thinking about was just what you were kind of mentioning, you know, because there's a whole residential side and there's public records, you know, if you have an owner occupier that's opening near a residential neighborhood and you want to do a big announcement, you can run those mailing labels on the residential side and send those out to single family households and all types of things. So, you know, I think we are a very unique system in that not only do we have the public records, but having that residential and commercial side, it does allow those who are creative and, you know, even more imaginary than myself to utilize those tools in unique ways.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been studying and trying to get as good as I could get at marketing commercial real estate all my business career. I'll throw out another tip there that you could use with your mailing labels to the listeners is, you know, when we're listing and selling a single tenant net lease investment property and we're in a certain market, we can look up through your system and tell me if I'm true, but look up all the home ownership within a certain radius that over a certain tax value. So we figure if we can send information on this single tenant net lease investment property to maybe the more influential or the people in the market, at least that own the more expensive homes.
Yes, definitely. You can absolutely do that within RPR. So yeah, it's a really interesting concept. I'll have to keep picking your brain for more ideas on how we can utilize this system.
Hey, we're out here to help people. You know, the more we add value to people around us, the more it adds value to us, right?
Definitely. And we love hearing new ideas on how we can keep on improving the platform. So we'll always have our ears open.
All right. Well, Nathan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you being on the show. And we'll see you at the next convention.
Definitely. You take care, sir.
All right. Now stay with us. We're going to have more. We've got some other great resources for you. So stay with us through the break. I'm Michael Bull. This is America's Commercial Real Estate Show.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial real estate? You're invited to contact Bull Realty for customized asset and occupancy solutions. Call 404-876-1640 or visit bullrealty.com.
Would you like to be the top producing commercial broker in your office? Check out Michael Bull's video training. Since you're a show listener, you receive 10% off your first purchase. At checkout, use discount code CRESHOW. Visit commercialagentsuccess.com.
Welcome back to America's Commercial Real Estate Show. This segment is brought to you by commercialagentsuccess.com. Check it out. It's the ultimate in commercial agent training. Well, today we're talking about commercial real estate resources. If you're a principal, if you're an owner, if you're an appraiser, if you're a broker, if you're involved in commercial real estate, information is key. And the resources to help yourself or help your clients is imperative. Well, please welcome my next guest. It's Devin Shields, and he is with CompStack, and he's joining us here in Studio One. Devin, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, one of the things that seems to be very hard to find in our business are lease comps. And to understand, hey, what was that lease? What happened in that lease? Right. What was the rate and everything? Then, of course, sales comp. So tell us about, you know, what is the at CompStack, what is your product and what is your mission?
Yeah, thank you. So I guess in a nutshell, our product is an online marketplace for leasing and sales information. So what we do, it's a little bit different than if you were to be subscribed to CoStar. It's completely free for brokers, appraisers, and researchers. So the way it works is it's a give-to-get barter system. And so you give a comp, you get a comp back of equal value. And when I say equal value, of equal detail and recency, because obviously recent information is what everyone wants. Okay. And then what we do is we take all of this information and we sell it to lenders, landlords, investors, folks like that on the enterprise side. So we have two different businesses or platforms, I should say.
And how do you have some way to score how valuable a comp is that I provide?
So if it's got all the required fields, and required fields as in starting rent, you know, key dates to the transaction, then it's valuable. But if it's got some of those premium fields on top of that, and that just tell you more about the conditions around the sale, then you're gonna, have to spend more credits.
I see. And if I leave out the expiration date of the initial term?
Yeah, then it's not going anywhere.
It's not really a comp, though.
Yeah. And so it's tough because people want access to that information, but they don't necessarily want to give it up. And so it hasn't been the easiest to conquer some of the markets that we've taken a deep dive into. But, here we are. We've expanded to 75 markets across the country. We've also opened up two offices this year. And so we just opened up our Atlanta office, which is exciting. Nice. We also opened one in Chicago, and we have an LA office. So
nice.
It's, you know.
And you started in New York in 2011 and 12?
Yeah. Yep. Right. So in January of 2012, we opened up in New York. And so we're in New York, and then we expanded out to the Bay Area and LA. And so those are probably our two biggest markets, but since then we've expanded into sales comps to make ourselves more of a one-stop shop. We have stacking plans, and for researchers and people that like analytics a little more, we also have that available as well.
Yeah, I think all of us in commercial real estate love analytics.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like it's a numbers business, right?
Yeah.
So, your paying customers are who are they? They're banks.
I guess to just give you an idea of some of our actual customers right mm-hmm. now, clients: Wells Fargo, BlackRock, mm-hmm. Blackstone, Tishman Speyer. You name it, they probably have a use case for it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that really I think is great about our business model is that it promotes good data, because you know, these guys are basically using CompStack to substantiate their own claims, right? Mm-hmm. And so they'll say, okay, here are our data sets, here are our buildings, show us what you got. And if our numbers differ, if they're not in alignment, then we're not gonna get new customers, and we're not gonna retain, you know, the ones we have.
Yeah.
It's created a online marketplace of very high quality information.
Great. So what cities are most active, Devin? What cities are going to be most valuable to me in?
Sure. It's probably not a surprise that the primary markets across the country, the New Yorks, the Atlantas, mm-hmm. Boston's, the D.C., Chicago, the Texas markets, L.A., those are by far the most, the closest to getting information in real time. We get information from everyone from the CBs and the Cushmans to, you know, independent appraisers, mm-hmm. right? So everyone can use it and benefit from it. And in those markets, we're seeing that. So it's much closer to getting stuff in real time versus, you know, it becomes a little harder as you go into the secondary and tertiary markets across the country. So we've expanded our team in the last year or two to really get into those smaller markets where, the market doesn't move as fast. And so people are less reliant on comps as a result. And so, just now we're having a special focus in markets like Nashville and Knoxville and Memphis. And it's a lot slower. Yeah. And so it's a lot more critical that the connections we make actually go somewhere.
Yeah. So what's the future of CompStack look like?
What we would like to do is grow our user base from, right now, I believe it's 23,000 users. So that's 23,000 brokers and appraisers. We'd like to get that number up to 150,000 users. And so, you know, that's making more and more connections across the country and really tapping into these smaller markets where, you know, right now, if you're a broker in a tiny market in Arkansas, it's probably not going to be as helpful as, it can be in the future. But it's going to take everyone working together in order to obviously, start sharing information and so that everyone can access something online.
Can you go in and see how many comps are maybe in your city, for example?
Yeah. So okay. if you log in, you'll see it's kind of hard to get a visual, but you'll see a map of your market, mm-hmm. And then you'll have filters so you can really dive down into the information that you're looking for. So I guess as an example, if you're a tenant rep broker, mm-hmm. And you work primarily on office, mm-hmm. You could say, okay, I want to look in this specific submarket, call it Atlanta, and I want to look at only office deals that are between 5,000 and 10,000 square feet and expire in the next 6 months. Okay. So you can then pull a list and it'll populate a list of the comps that we have. And that's pretty cool. So you're now canvassing and, you know, as a tenant rep broker, that's pretty valuable. And then you can make some calls, on top of that. So it's pretty cool.
So, you know, for some reason, I was thinking it was just office. It's also retail and industrial?
Yeah. So we cover office, retail, industrial, medical space. And so, yeah, we get it all. I mean, Class A office is our bread and butter, which is probably not a surprise. But yeah, we cover the other asset classes too.
Yeah. Is there anything that surprises users that they get in there and start using it? They go, wow, I didn't think of this.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting, it's a great question because, you know, across the country, we receive each deal on average 5 times. And so, and you can see that number above each comp that we have. And so when you see that, you're thinking, well, and we get this question often, where the hell are you getting the information? You know, I did the deal and, you know, maybe one other person was attached to it, but like how are 5, 10, sometimes in, you know, in New York or LA, sometimes we receive it 40 or 50 times. Where are you getting the information? And so we explain the process, which is, you know, think of the deals that you've done, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting in a sales meeting, you're talking about it left and right. People are writing that stuff down. You shoot out emails, you're on the phone, you know, on the phone talking to people. Just think of your day to day and where the information is potentially going. And everyone but you who did the deal is now benefiting from it and putting that on CompStack. And then they're getting credit and then they're pulling out other stuff. And so I'd say that's the biggest surprise when someone logs in, just the number of times we receive it. And it's also great because, you know, in terms of seeing that, okay, we've received this exact same deal 5 times, you know, likelihood is it is right. So it's a good way to verify information.
Oh, that's good. So you can see by how many times it's been entered, you can kind of get an idea of accuracy.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
that's excellent. So do you also research, do you go out and try to find the potentially publicly available lease information as well?
We don't. We rely on our connections in terms of scaling the business and in terms of really building out each market. I mean, yeah, that would be a nice, you know, ideal way to go about it, but it would take too long to really grow a market.
Yeah. Well, it worked for Xceligent, didn't it?
Yeah.
No, wait,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is it too soon?
Is it too soon to kid? Well, that's great. I love the service. I'm definitely going to try it out. And Devin, thanks for sharing it with our audience.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. Well, stay with us. We'll have more on commercial real estate resources right after this short break. Stay with us. I'm Michael Bull, and this is America's Commercial Real Estate Show.
Are you involved in the multifamily industry? Check out RedIQ.com. You can easily and effectively turn operating data into actionable intelligence. Request a demo or try it for free at RedIQ.com.
Welcome back to America's Commercial Real Estate Show. I'm Michael Bull. This segment is brought to you by Commercial Agent Success Strategies. Check it out. It is commercial agent training. It's videos. It's audio. It's pretty incredible. People are saying their agents are really performing a lot better. If you want to see the website, it's commercialagentsuccess.com. Well, today we're talking about commercial real estate resources for principals, for brokers, for everyone in the industry. Please welcome my next guest. It's Ryan Amasiello, and he's co-founder and chief strategy officer with View the Space. Some people may know them as VTS, and he's joining us on the phone. Ryan, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. So, first of all, a lot of my listeners may be familiar with you guys. You've been around since 2012, but you certainly have evolved a lot, and your company's continuing to evolve with new products. To just give us the first overview, Ryan, who is the best, your product, VTS, who is it best designed for? Who can benefit from it, and what does it do?
Yeah, so the way that we think about the product is that it really does benefit anyone as of today that is sitting in the landlord, investor, or brokerage seat. And when I say broker, mainly today it's on the agency leasing side. From the early beginnings of product development, it was all about how do those three constituents manage information, interact, and ultimately report on the various things that are happening throughout their portfolio. So, for now, those are the people that we've been most focused on, although I think we'll talk a little bit about how that's going to change later this year.
Okay. So if you're an asset manager, you own office properties, retail or industrial, and you're trying to manage the leases, when the leases are coming up, when they expire, what are the rents, and then you've got in-house or maybe a broker, agency broker representing you, handling that leasing, this system will help kind of streamline all of that?
Yeah, exactly. So it's taking a process that was previously either being managed on Excel or through multiple Excel documents, various different phone calls or information that was being stored on sort of antiquated systems that an asset manager or an agent would never actually log into, and pulling all that into one system, one modern system that's cloud-based, mobile-enabled, that enables them to do that job in real time with a lot more efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm handling a one building personally, office building, and I'm doing the leasing. And yeah, it's the communication on the existing tenants and when their leases come up and when their options are coming up. And then also the coordination between all the prospective tenants and things we're dealing with. It's really nice to have that in a more organized, streamlined fashion. And I guess it's available on mobile access as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things that we knew would actually be mandatory in order for the product to be successful was having a really robust mobile experience, really with the idea that, you know, commercial real estate agents are probably the most mobile workforce on the planet, but having, you know, no mobile technology to actually support them while they're away from their desk. So, you know, somebody that used to represent a lot of the big owners in Manhattan, you know, I might go the entire day without getting back to my desk. So not actually having the ability to log a tour or real-time feedback as I was going through a building and update my owner or my teams was a real frustration. And then essentially what that led to was me not doing that maybe for the next couple of days or even the next week. So the sort of underlying information quality to the landlord would ultimately suffer.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, if your client doesn't hear from you, sometimes they think you're not doing anything, and that's not good. So you were an office broker, right, doing a lot of leases in Manhattan, and your co-founder was too. So your original concept was based around the office market and also around really marketing that space and the videos and that sort of thing was the origin, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And just to give you a little background there, you know, the vision for VTS has been the same since day one, and I think that the approach that we took to execute against that vision and really around the idea that technology could be fully ingrained in the workflow of both owners and brokers, we knew that we would have to start with something that for us would generate revenue. So something that would play into sort of the marketing side of things and that would really benefit both the owner and ultimately the tenant rep broker. So in 2012, you know, vacancy rates were, you know, basically at an all-time high. And so as an owner, you wanted nothing more than to bring more visibility to your spaces or your assets. And as a tenant rep broker, it couldn't have been more frustrating to have to do a tour of or to have to do a survey at Midtown Manhattan. You know, have 100 different availabilities to call through, 90% of which didn't have any visual assets, and then try to sort of guess which ones you should take your tenant to. So we felt like this was a win-win for both sides, and like I said, a great way to sort of introduce technology into an industry that wasn't exactly supporting the use of technology at the time.
And it sounds like, Ryan, that your software is fantastic for kind of the enterprise size, the larger landlords who have a lot of properties and things. It seems like it make it very convenient. But who else is a potential client for your products? Is it also some of the smaller landlords as well?
Yeah. So an interesting stat that you know, that most people don't know is I think is the average customer on VTS has around 5 buildings. So while we talk a lot about the larger enterprise customers that have, you know, buildings spread out across the country or the world, a big portion of our customer base are people that are sitting in local markets with anywhere from 1 to 5 assets that candidly have a different need for the products, if that makes sense. So for the large portfolios, it's about really keeping a pulse on lots of different things that are happening. And for some of the smaller owners, that take a lot of pride in understanding their assets and spending some sort of time with their tenants. They think about the product as their way to get even closer to the asset or you know, to make sure that they continue to manage it with a high touch as their teams change, as their tenants turn over. And so, you know, you see really both ends of the market getting a lot of value from the product. And that's something that we continue to invest heavily in. You know, for us, in order to get to where we're going, it has to work for landlords and agents, both big and small.
And Ryan, are some of your landlord clients some of the names that we might recognize?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way that I like to describe it is, you know, we've been really lucky in that we developed some phenomenal relationships early on with some of the largest players in the world, so the Brookfields, the Blackstones of the world, down to the local market power players. So, you know, for example, in New York, you know, people like the Durst Organization, the Rudens, and then even, you know, taking it a step downstream to somebody like Sage, who owns, you know, I think four or five buildings in Manhattan. And so it runs the gamut. But I think, you know, big and small, they certainly are all the you know, the names that you would know.
Okay. And what's going on with your company these days? You guys just have another round of investors, and kind of what's in your future?
Yeah, so really exciting. So we just announced our Series D. It was a $90 million round led by Brookfield Ventures, and it was the entire round was strategic. So what that means is that our customers that have developed really good relationships with us have been pushing us really hard to help our company and product move faster. And so outside of Brookfield Ventures, it was, you know, Tishman Speyer, Oxford, you know, GLP, who was the largest owner of industrial space in the U.S. They just got bought by Blackstone. And so what all those people were really excited about were two key concepts. One is the opportunity to, for the first time, understand market performance in real time. And so that's a product that we call Market View that we're rolling out to hopefully at least 3 to 5 markets in the U.S. this year, which will essentially enable, you know, an owner with a building in a submarket to understand how a proposal that he or she is negotiating in real time compares to other proposals that are currently being negotiated in similar buildings, whether or not they're getting the same amount of tours. So we're introducing a new concept, which is tours per available space, even to at the macro level, understanding how are the leases that are expiring in my portfolio over the next 10 years, how does that compare to the exposure in the overall market or submarket, and what are the expiring rents?
But obviously it's not the exact buildings and addresses. It's anonymous, right?
It's anonymous, yeah.
Right, so it's a little bit like a revenue management people might think of for the hotel industry, the apartment industry, that you kind of can get a little bit better view of the market and your competition.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I think our customer base, especially the larger institutional customers, have been really frustrated by, because if they did own one or many hotels or one or many multifamily buildings, they know that there's products out there that enable them to actually do that, which, as you can imagine, become key to the way that they strategize around the positioning of their buildings. So it's been a real frustration for them on the commercial side, which is why they've been so excited to help us move that forward.
And before I let you go, you also have another product coming out that'll actually be a place the public can go and see office space and look at it, right?
Yeah, so that product is called Truva. And really, this is our big push to essentially bring both the tenants and tenant rep brokers into our platform and connecting them with landlords and their agents to streamline sort of the entire process from discovering new available spaces to the way that they'll ultimately transact. So, you know, think about it, you know, hopefully early next year, and we're launching with this product in New York. As a tenant, you'll be able to find space on BTS. Your tenant rep broker or you specifically, depending on the size of the space, will be able to submit a proposal directly through our platform. And rather than, you know, pushing paper and multiple versions of proposals back and forth, all of that will happen through our platform. in a much more streamlined fashion where everybody sort of stays connected in one collaborative process.
Boy, it sounds a lot more organized and a lot more efficient, right? And that's the key, right? To make it more efficient so everyone can do business a little better and faster and economically.
That's the plan.
Yep. All right, and that's called, and the website's going to be truva.com, right?
That's correct, truva.com.
Okay. All right, excellent. Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You guys are doing great things, and thanks for being on the show.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And if you like more information, check out their website. It's VTS, View the Space, VTS.com. And thanks for joining us today. We're going to have another show like this. It's going to be Commercial Real Estate Resources 2. This is show number one, so check that out. And thanks for joining us today. Until next week, please always read, learn, and laugh, and join us for America's Commercial Real Estate Show.
America's Commercial Real Estate Show is brought to you by Bull Realty. For customized asset and occupancy solutions, visit bullrealty.com. Commercial Agent Success Strategies, incredible training for commercial agents. Visit commercialagentsuccess.com. Red IQ, turning multifamily data into actionable intelligence. Visit rediq.com.